I'm Farai Chidea, and this is The Takeaway.
And I'm John Hockenberry. And Dr. Peter Ben Mbarek, World Health Organization food safety scientist, had this to say.
This is not a foodborne disease. You don't get this disease through eating pork. And therefore, there is no reason to be afraid of consuming pork or pork products.
He said that over the weekend, but it hasn't stopped people from changing their eating habits to the point that Mike Faga, who's human resources director at Iowa Select Farms, has had to adjust a little bit. Mike joins us now. Thanks for being part of the program, Mike.
Good morning. Thank you.
I suspect most of your day is concerned with the actual human resources at Iowa Select Farms, but last week did you have to focus your efforts maybe more on the actual pigs at Iowa Select Farms and explaining to people what's going on?
Yeah, we really did. We still kept our focus on the people because this is a human disease, but just educating them and getting them the facts so they can share those facts with their families and their neighbors and really that I guess reiterating to them that there is no risk at this point to them from having contact with pigs and coming to work every day.
Now, do you think that it was inappropriate for the media to focus on swine flu and that maybe the nomenclature used by the World Health Organization, H1N1, is more appropriate and would have, like, helped you out a little bit last week?
Well, I think it would have, but I think at the time when it was released, it was a little bit unfortunate, but yet no one knew for sure. It had commonly been referred to as the swine flu over the years, and I don't know that anybody thought it would have this kind of negative impact on the pig industry. So,
what sort of impact has it had on your company specifically?
Well,
financially speaking,
the markets have definitely been affected by it, and we have most of our products contracted, so we are okay there, but just the overall cash market and the effect that has on a longer term and affecting the futures market will definitely impact us financially, and hopefully we can rebound from this.
Now, of course, flu is a part of everyone's reality everywhere in the world every year. When flu season begins, you're offered a chance to get a flu shot, and there's a discussion of what's the DNA this time around, and always maybe some sort of suspicion that somewhere in the background there's the 1918 scenario, which, of course, was devastating to the world. That hasn't repeated itself. But what do you do routinely there at Iowa Select Farms to deal with flu? I mean, it is swine flu. Do you do something every year?
Exactly. Yes. Every year we offer flu shots to all of our employees at no charge. That's something the company does. And we're really concerned just about a human health, again, the health and well-being of our employees. So we offer that service at the beginning of flu season.
But are you required to check the pigs and to make sure what's going on there, keeps flu from breaking out?
We have groups of experts that visit our farms on a weekly basis and are monitoring for not only the flu but any kind of health challenges that they may face and the care and well-being of the pig.
It's a double challenge, monitoring pigs and humans. Human Resource Director at Iowa Select Farms, Mike Faga, thanks so much for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.